Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the ninth day in the month of December 2025. It's a beautiful Tuesday and we are here with the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Obedience and God's Support. Obedience and God's Support. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 27, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ephesians chapter 4 to chapter 6. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10, we says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 35 from verse 25 to 28. Psalm 35 from verse 27 to 28. From verse 27 it reads, let him shout for joy and be glad at favor my righteous cause. Ye, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of the righteousness and of thy praise all day long. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Our reading for today says, years ago, a vice principal in a girls' college in Benin, Southern Nigeria, decreed that anybody who mentioned the name of Jesus in the school would be dealt with. During that period, some of the girls in the college became born again after a university graduate undergoing the mandatory one-year National Youth Service Corps program in the city preached to them. Because their vice principal had said that nobody must mention the name of Jesus in the school, the girls always met secretly to pray and study the Bible. One day while having a Bible study session at night on the school field, the vice principal walked in on them. He promised to expel them during the school assembly the next day because they had disobeyed his decree. And when he got home, he told his wife everything that had happened. Meanwhile, the girls ran to the youth corporate and told them what had happened. He turned to God and said, Lord, if anyone is going to be punished, let it be me. Please don't let them be expelled. The following morning, the students and teachers of the school gathered for the school assembly session as usual. The girls were trembling as they waited for the vice principal to come to the assembly ground and announce their expulsion from the college. The vice principal's wife was also expecting that it would soon march to the assembly ground to expel the girls. When she looked at the time and saw that it was running late, she decided to knock on the door of his bedroom to wake him up so he could go for the assembly session before it ended. She knocked repeatedly, but he didn't answer. God had taken his life overnight. When a fellow decides to oppose God's agenda, he or she might be crushed because God always goes out of his way to support his righteous cause. It is dangerous to stand against what God supports because he is a consuming fire, like we see in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. He will consume anything and anyone who opposes his counsel, like we see in Ephesians 1, verse 11, which says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Beloved, the easiest way to get God's support and to continue enjoying it is to work in obedience to his will at all times. Ensure that you align yourself with his agenda so that you will not find yourself face to face with his wrath. Today's open ever comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please help me to obey you and align with your will at all times in Jesus' name. Father, please help me to obey you and align with your will at all times in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If this open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.